Hello, I'm Chelsea, and me and my team of Tiffany, Leslie, and Anika are all going to cover different parts of the judicial policymaking and decision-making, and we're going to compare them between the United States and Nigeria. For starters, for my portion of the judicial policymaking and decision-making, I will be covering precedent. First, to discuss precedent, I'd like to start by saying this is one of the things that is the same, mostly, throughout the United States. First, precedent is also known as stare decisis. Courts in the United States follow precedent and look at earlier cases on similar issues and facts that are currently at hand. This happens because the system is based on the principle and the idea that like cases should be decided alike. Judges will look at current case and select a prior case to rely on to help them with their ruling and their decision making. Prior cases must meet two requirements to be considered binding precedent. First, the prior case must address the same legal questions applied to similar facts. The more facts that are the same, the more weight the judge will give the prior case when deciding on the present case. One of the reasons why we use precedent and why it's so helpful is because it creates certainty. We generally know how a court is going to rule based on previous cases. Litigants are able to compare prior cases with their own, and then they will take and submit these prior cases in briefs and then submit them to the court. This gives the judge the information they need to make their ruling. If it's not submitted, obviously the judge has the ability to do the research themselves, but it's nice to have them in hand. The next requirement, specifically for a binding precedent, is that it must have been decided by the same court or a superior court within the court's hierarchy. This is district courts at the bottom, court of appeals in the middle, and then the Supreme Court at the top. So, any precedent that the Supreme Court sets, the courts underneath it will have to follow their precedents. But each state has its own system. It's similar from state to state. Federally, this state is the same. States do not need to follow other states' precedent, but all states must follow the United States Supreme Court precedent. So, if Minnesota makes a precedent in our Supreme Court, Wisconsin does not have to follow it. No other state must have to follow that precedent. But let's say the Supreme Court rules on that same case and they make it a precedent, then all 50 states will also have to follow the Supreme Court's ruling. Precedent promotes stability, as we've already talked about a little bit. It also gives fairness and predictability in the legal system. Also, that change happens in incremental form. A gradual assimilation of new rules into society instead of making drastic changes will help with a nice flow of new rules into the legal system. And not to mention, the legal system takes forever anyways. Could you imagine how much longer it would take if a judge had to make decisions on every case every time? It would be horrible. It would be even more clogged than what it is. Precedent allows for an expedited process. Precedent also allows for judges to look back and do research on legal matters if the rule is not clear. Because let's be honest, rules are never really clear. There's vague language in it, they use very weird phrases. This just means that they can make sure that their views are matching previous judges' views to ensure that they're understanding it in the correct way, or in the way that it has been always thought of. While precedent is not entirely what decisions are based off of, because judges are allowed to exercise some discretion, they can't stray very far from it unless the court decides to overrule previous precedent. It's possible, but it's a very hard and long process. The ability to overrule previous precedent allows for the legal system to change if needed, given the currency of events and issues in society today. Views change, roles change. Rules change. Precedent should change along with those. Now, I'm going to take a moment and reiterate the roles that precedent plays in the legal system. certainty and predictability of the law, promotion of judicial efficiency, development of the law, prevention of prejudice, sets principle of equality, reduces error or changes. Now, that's just a handful of the reasons why precedent is so helpful, and it sounds pretty standard, right? Makes sense? Now, I'm going to throw something at you. I read that list of the roles that precedent plays from the Nigerian perspective. They have the same views and values about precedent. There must be an operating hierarchy of courts. The issue of fact and the law in the prior case must be similar to the current case. The decisions of the higher courts binds the lower courts. Because Nigerians speak English and many other languages, their word for stare decisis translate to keep what has been decided previously. Nigerians also recognize that no two cases are the same, much like we do in the United States. So this would mean that no two judges will have the same reasoning. Because of this, Nigeria also offers the ability to evaluate the facts of the case, still rule off precedent, but they could apply different reasoning and possibly change the strict application of that precedent. Sounds pretty similar, right? That maybe this could be also said that their judges are also allowed some discretion. The reasoning behind precedent in both countries are the same, and these reasons are valid and reasonable. Both of the systems hopes to promote justice and keep the system from clogging the progress of legal development and rulings in society. This is amazing that two countries are able to recognize that this is a good part of the system and it promotes great actions. Not only can you go into court and have an idea of what might happen, but it is possible to change that outcome as well. The court even recognizes, both in the United States and Nigeria, that no two cases are the same. We are all different people, living very different lives. They know this, we know this, and they put barriers up for this reason, to help protect us when we go in and fight to change, to change this world and to change the system. This concludes everything that I have to compare about precedent in the United States and Nigeria. Thank you for listening.